Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had no self-worth. I mean, really. Let me explain why. She was a cutter, lesbian, witch, and drug addict. Many times life was too difficult. She actually tried to kill herself. Not only is she a believer in Jesus today and completely free, but when she sings prophetically or she teaches, shackles and chains supernaturally fall off of you. She knows how you can be free. I mean, really free. No more ups and downs. Want to find out?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
My guest has a passion. Her passion is to help you encounter experientially God. That is normal. The other is just religion. Now, your background, both parents were addicts.
Yep.
But your dad was the supplier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's how your mom met him. And when you were born, you were born with convulsions and withdrawals because you were born an addict.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And your mom, maybe she felt a little responsible, and she wanted help. She wanted to know God was real. And what did she do?
She cried out to God. She said there was a song playing, and it was by the Carpenters. And it was the song, Why Do Birds Suddenly Appear? And she said she heard that song. She cried out to God, God, if you're real,
give me a sign.
She heard the song, a bird appeared at the window, and right then that was her sign that God was real. And she said she felt the presence of God come into the room. She actually was, the withdrawals left her immediately. I was okay, so she didn't have to go through days and days and weeks of withdrawals. Immediately the withdrawals left, and she gave her life to Jesus, and she's served him ever since.
And, you know, and her mom was strong, but her dad wasn't a believer. But about a year later, he too became a believer. But the draw of the world was too much. And they got divorced when you were 13. But then high school, she was bullied. And you reached out towards things that were the opposite of the way you were raised. What happened?
I got into cutting. I began to cut my wrist just to, in my mind, I thought it was relieving the pain. And that opened the door to witchcraft. I watched a movie with friends, a movie that came out about witches. It was very popular. And I wanted to be that. And so I got into witchcraft, and we began to gather around and do spells and incantations.
Daniela and Tony. Have to leave the school.
And that opened up many other doors. I began to experiment with drugs. And then once I opened that door to drugs, I lost all logic, and I was just out there acting crazy. I ended up dropping out of high school. I got kicked out of my home. That's when I ended up living on the streets by myself with the backpack at 17 years old. I was just grabbing for anything to fill that void, and I ended up turning to lesbianism.
So then history repeats. That's actually what happened to her. She got married, married a drug dealer, and you were on drugs.
Yeah.
He was on drugs. And then you have your birth of your daughter, and your daughter has the same future you had from the viewpoint of just, she's addicted.
Right.
Now, tell me what happened.
Actually, when I started, when I got pregnant, I was still using. And so I knew I needed to get off drugs because I have a baby. But the addiction was so strong. The demonic realm and hold on my life was so strong. Logic was out the window. And so I still used. And actually, before she was born, I cried out to God. And she wasn't
when
born.
When you say
God,
cried out,
help me.
That wasn't just a little, oh, help.
No.
It was every fiber.
I screamed it to the at the top of my lungs. I said three words.
I want you to, say it the way.
I said, God, help me.
When we come back, we'll find out how God answered. Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I don't want her to lose her voice, so I'm not going to ask her to cry out, help me again. But what happened when you cried out?
I just felt the peace of God. I didn't see lightning. There was no flashes. I didn't have any goosebumps. I just felt this peace. And I remembered that the Lord had encountered me early. I knew the Lord was real, even when I was a witch and I was doing spells and I was cursing at God. I still knew he was real and I still knew the Lord could save. And so the peace of God came over me. A few days later, I was taken out of that situation of drugs. I was given prenatal care. I got something to eat after 5 days of no food at all. And God just began to really encounter my life.
Oh, but what about your daughter and her health? How's she today?
She was born absolutely, completely free of any drugs. Yep. Healthy.
How old is she today?
She's 9 years old, and she's actually a worshiper. She's a prophetic worshiper.
And through the process of time, all was getting fine. You were free of lesbianism. You stopped the drugs. You stopped the witchcraft. But you weren't totally free. And you went to a meeting. It was a deliverance meeting.
Yes, it was.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I went to a deliverance meeting. Some people invited me.
Now repeat after
And I was sitting in the meeting, and they did all these prayers, and they had us renounce all this stuff. And I was actually sitting there thinking, I don't need to get delivered from anything. I'm already saved. I had been saved a few years. I had been in church. And actually, at that time, I was already started leading worship.
And from all generational curses.
And so the lady took me over to the side, and they took everybody kind of, they broke us up.
Hi.
And she looked at me, and she said, This may scare you. But just trust me. I know
it's
what
not going to scare me.
Yeah, no. And she says, and she looks me right in the eye, and she says, "In the name of Jesus, I see you. Come out of there now." And so I'm looking at her like, "There's nothing here. I love the Lord. I love Jesus. You can pray all you want to. You're blue in the face. Nothing's going to happen." This went on for 15 minutes. It was extremely uncomfortable, and I'm thinking, I got to get out of here. I just want to leave. And she took the Bible, she laid the Bible on my head, she began to pray in the spirit, and all of a sudden I began to growl at her. And they had to actually, two men had to come hold me down. I began to take my own fingernails and try to recut where I cut as a teenager and attack the lady. And so this went on, and I was completely delivered of, see, those things that I was doing, those were the surface things. The spirit within me, the roots of rejection and abandonment and hate and anger and strife, all of those things were still, I still had the roots of that. And they came out, and I was free, set free indeed. So,
you know, it says in Scripture, to him who's forgiven much,
yeah,
they love yeah. much. When I see you worship, tell me about what's going on inside of you. Where are you? It looks to me like every fiber of your being is into it. It looks to me.
Yes.
Tell me.
When I begin to worship, it's like everybody goes away and it's just me and Jesus. I can literally see Jesus in front of me. And so everything that I'm singing and saying comes from a heart of, this is my Father, he loves me so much. And I'm just singing from a place of absolute adoration. It's like the woman that came in with the alabaster box and she threw out all the proper etiquette, the rules, the regulations. She wasn't even supposed to be in there, but she was so desperate for Jesus that she came in and she poured out everything that she had. And she cried. She took down her hair, which was the glory of a woman. She didn't care. She rubbed his feet. She just poured out everything. And all the people watched and they didn't say, wow, that's amazing. They said, she shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be touching her. She shouldn't be here. And Jesus said, her story is going to go on forever. Because in remembrance of what she's done here, and that's what a worshiper can tap into. And what we do before the Lord can literally transform our circumstances, our situations, and our very lives.
You know, most people can't sing. Most people don't have a great voice for singing, can't keep a tune. But you're saying that you can teach people, everyone, to do what you do and go to that secret place you go to. And out of that secret place is your victory in everything.
Absolutely. For every single believer, every person on the face of this earth is actually called to be a worshiper. We're made to worship God. And so when you begin to tap into that, you could be crying. You could be laying out in your face. You could be bowing before God. You could just be purposing your heart to surrender everything to God, and he will encounter you right where you are. I'm telling you, I've lived it. I know it. I'm a walking testimony that worship transforms your lives because it invites the presence of God in.
Now, when we come back, I want to understand some keys that God has shown her for you to have this same intimacy. And how about if I have her worship God and prophesy to you? Be right back.
Call now to get Jenny Weaver's brand new book, The Sound of Freedom, How to Bring the God of Breakthrough into Your Toughest Struggles, and her anointed three-part audio CD set, The Sound of Breakthrough. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9591. Through Jenny Weaver's brand new book, The Sound of Freedom, you will receive the supernatural keys to receive and maintain your breakthrough miracle. Break the cycle of up and down living. Access a deeper, more satisfying relationship with God. Saturate your atmosphere in the breaker anointing. Sing prophetically to the Lord and release sounds from heaven. Discover and activate the different sounds of deliverance. Release the supernatural sound over every bondage, stronghold, and impossibility you're facing today. The book includes Jenny's 7-day Sound of Freedom Challenge, a day of thanksgiving, a day of renewing your mind, a day of confession, a day of soaking, a day of decrees, a day of consecration, a day of praise and celebration. Each day includes a morning prayer, a scripture focus, a devotional, a prayer of declaration, and a place to journal your nighttime reflections. You will also receive Jenny Weaver's anointed three-part audio CD set, The Sound of Breakthrough. The first two CDs include powerful teaching to help you enter into a supernatural atmosphere for receiving your breakthrough. She will pronounce decrees and declarations declarations over your life to break the orphan spirit mentality, to banish shame and condemnation, to transform your mind, for relationships to be mended, to set you free from every bondage and stronghold. On the third CD, Jenny declares and sings the following over you to receive supernatural provision, protection, healing, the reality of God's presence, and His power to overcome any adversities or attacks caused by the enemy. Don't miss out on getting Jenny Weaver's brand new book, The Sound of Freedom, How to Bring the God of Breakthrough into Your Toughest Struggles, and her anointed three-part audio CD set, The Sound of Breakthrough. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9591. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9591 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Now, Jenny went from no self-worth, so bankrupt she went and tried everything. No, nothing helped. Nothing filled her, that gap. But she says when she understood the next two things we'll be talking about, that not only for her, but for you also. You're not going to be a roller coaster. Up one day, down the next, up, down, out. No, no. Jenny, tell me your identity now.
I am a daughter of the Most High King. My identity is that I am a true worshiper. I walk in victory every single day. I walk in signs, miracles, and wonders because the Spirit of God lives within me. And so that is who I am. I'm a daughter of the King. And daughters don't have to beg for things. We just get everything that our Father has for us. Sons don't have to beg for things. They just get everything that the Father has for them. And so that's my identity, and it can be yours too.
And the second question I have, you were up and down, mostly down, but now you live in a continuous breakthrough. How can others get to that same breakthrough?
The secret is the secret place. To have lasting breakthrough, you have to have a secret place where you go and you meet with the Lord every day and you commune with Him. And that is how you can have the transformation of your mind. You're reading the Word, you're singing the Word, you're worshiping, you have your one-on-one time, and you get filled up with His presence, you will have lasting breakthrough because you won't look through your eyes anymore. You'll see with His eyes, and everything shifts, everything changes.
I want to release you now to the music set. And I would love to have you worship God, if you'll go to that set right now. But I'm reminded as when she was absolutely desperate, she yelled out to God, God, help me. And I believe there are many watching me that you don't know God. You might have known about Him as a kid. You might have known about Him through Judaism or through Islam or through Christianity, but you never had experiential knowledge with Him. I would like to pray a supernatural prayer right now. And when I pray this prayer, if you'll say it out loud and believe it to the best of your ability, God will do for you what He did for Jenny and what He did for this Jewish man. Repeat after me out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Against you and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away all of my sins. And I'm clean. I boldly proclaim that Jesus lives inside of me. And He is my Lord. And I seal this in His name. Jesus. Thank you. Amen. And now, here's Jenny.
Psalms 27.
To give you life. You're gonna laugh again. And all the hurt that you've walked through is falling off of you. No, I know that they talked about you. And I know that they walked out on you. But joy comes right now. Joy comes. Yeah. Has already endured for a night. Your joy comes now, right now. Receive breakthrough. Receive your breakthrough. Oh. Healing oil and joy unspeakable. There's healing oil and joy unspeakable, and I see the oil being poured out over you, over me right now. And God says, I will heal the wounds, I will heal the scars. Like it never happened, I'm making you new. Like it never happened, I'm making you new. I'm making you new. I'm making you new. Like it never happened, yes. Like it never happened, oh. Like it never happened, Spirit. Yeah, just begin to pray, just sing out in your own song, in your own way. The Spirit of God is here, the glory of God is coming to this room. I hear the Lord say, I will heal you from divorce. I will heal your heart from that person that walked away. I hear the Lord say, what happened won't define you, but I'm making you new, and I'm taking out the fiery arrows that the enemy has used against you. I'm pulling them out now. I send my angels and all the arrows are falling to the ground. You are being healed right now. 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 Yeah, yeah, no, 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 yeah. Oh, and cancer is being healed right now. Diabetes is being healed right now. All back injuries are being healed right now. All torment of the mind, it leaves right now. Depression has to go right now. A
medication has to go right now. Arthritis leaves you unbeing held. In the name of Jesus, healed, you're being healed. The healer's walking up and down. Reach out to him now. Don't let this moment pass you by. Touch the hem of his garment. Will you press in a little more? Will you press in a little more? Have faith for the glory. It's for you, no matter what you've done. It's for you, no matter what you're walking through. It's for you. It's for you, I declare it's for you. And every bit of shame and every bit of condemnation, it leaves right now. It leaves right now. It leaves right now. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. Oh, I feel the leading of the Lord on this one. I'm gonna ask everybody to stand to your feet. Go ahead and stand to your feet and lift your hands to Jesus. And as you begin to close your eyes and enter into a deep level of worship, the Spirit of God says that He will meet you right where you are. He knows everything that you've been praying and you've been asking and you've been seeking. And He says, this is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. I'll deliver you. He says, young man, I hear you. I know you. I see you. And I've chosen you. And I put my word in your mouth and you will speak it out. Yes, you will speak it out. So here's the mantle of boldness on your life. Oh, blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow the trumpet, 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 blow the trumpet. Saying your prodigal is coming home. The child that you've been praying for. Your prodigal is coming home. Be looking, be expecting. They're coming home. God says, I heard you the first time that you prayed. I heard you the first time that you prayed. You sent out my command. And I sent my word, and it won't return to me void. So, Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing, that you're gonna do. Oh, we thank you. It's only by your blood.
We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do for every person that believes. Father, you will move on their behalf, and you're working it all out for their good, and we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Fire! Fire! say fire. Shout of praise.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guests are moving in such extraordinary miracles. I have to tell you, I am expecting the greatest explosion of miracles in our history as you watch Next Unprecedented Miracles.